وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and one of the best ways to know about the ideals and principles that Islam promotes for humanity is to analyze and study the life story of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom the Holy Quran has introduced as a role model for whomever that wants to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also when we refer to the ahadith, quotations and narrations from the Prophet of Islam, we realize that he also has introduced his pure progeny, Ahl al-Bayt alayhimus salam, as role models for Muslims. So a good book that would cover the life stories and biographies of the great personalities of Islam is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid al-Khamenei. As a good analysis, especially in terms of the socio-political context of the time of these great personalities and how their action and reactions in that context could be inspirational for us and a guidance for us in the problems and puzzles that we have in life. We were talking about the life story of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. We said one of the things, one of the problems that we have nowadays is the dichotomy or the dualism of whether the ladies should work at home or they should work outside. What does it mean, like female agency, and what does it mean, womanhood? We talked about the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra to address these issues. When we look at the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, we see that there is no dualism. Lady Fatima al-Zahra carries out or bears the burden of the house and at the same time sociopolitical activities from early years of her life, and also great connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also great education that or something that nowadays we call personal development. For sure, the instances and examples of personal development is different in Islam and like other ideologies, but in Islam what matters is that a person can activate and actualizes her or his potentials to the fullest in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and giving service to his community and his family or her family. So when we look at the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, we see all of these are there, and it's not like you would instrumentalize or weaponize something in order to diminish the role, the other role. No, all these roles are there. Nobody is trying to say, for example, okay, if you are a housewife, you should not deliver sermon of Fadakiyah. No, she goes there and delivers sermon of Fadakiyah, and people document this. And this is a very important milestone in Islamic history. Or, for example, nobody says, okay, now that you have delivered sermon of Fadakiyah, you should not go and give care to your children at the house, or you should not be a housewife. You should be like, for example, no. This is also part of the life. This is the joy and the truth of the life, that a person finds meaning in different roles that she or he has. So some of the examples, we talked about the spirituality of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, and how Hassan al-Basri, he talks about how the feet of Lady Fatima al-Zahra were swollen by long hours of prayer. And we said that, well, apparently Hassan al-Basri had not seen it himself, but it shows that it was such a widespread reputation about the quality of the worshipping or the acts of worship of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Or Imam Hassan al-Islam, this one is famous. Imam Hassan says, one night of Jum'ah, I spent alongside with my mother. My mother spent the whole night praying for everyone, like people, neighbors, friends, and people who were not even friends and members of the Muslim community. And the Muslim community itself, in general, And then a very serious prayer. And then I asked my mother at the end, oh mother, you prayed for everyone except for us. And Lady Fatima Zahra say, Ya Bunaya, oh my son, Al-Jar, Summa Dar. First is neighbor, then it is the house. Teaching her child from early ages that you should make sacrifices, not just by verb, by practice. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hossein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about how Lady Fatima al-Zahra could accommodate different dimensions in her life, educating the children, taking care of the house, and defending Imama, one of the hardest and most difficult kinds and types of jihad is to defend the leadership of the Ummah. And it was the role that Lady Fatima al-Zahra played after the demise of the Prophet. He defended Imama, and he paid, she paid great cost for that. Also, she did all of this, as I said, with alongside other activities and other duties that she carried out. Like, for example, at home, she was the best wife. Imam Ali alayhi salam says about Lady Fatima al-Zahra, لا أغضبتني. She never made me angry. ولا عصتني أمرها. She never disobeyed anything in our life together. And for example, the acts of charity. Once the Prophet of Islam sent a needy person, a poor person, to the house of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, that okay, go and take what you want. The Prophet did not have anything with him, and a person wanted to take something from the Prophet. He was in need, and he was a poor person. So the Prophet said, okay, go to the house of Fatima and see what they have. And then, even in the house, Lady Fatima al-Zahra did not have anything ready to give him. But because the sacrifice and because the character that she had, she was the daughter of the Prophet. So there was this sleeping mat. At that time, they would not sleep on beds. They would sleep on the floor, but they had a sleeping mat. So there was this piece of animal skin that they would use as a sleeping mat for Imam Hassan and Hussein alayhi wasalam. And they didn't have anything else in the house. But Lady Fatima said, okay, this would be for you, oh poor person. So he gave it to the poor old man and said, okay, take this and sell it in the market and you can use the money of it for your need. So this shows that this person from different dimensions, or for example, the charities that she gave away on the night of her marriage, for example. The story of the marriage of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and Imam Ali is a very inspirational story for generations of Muslims. It's based on simplicity, based on truth and honesty and love and everything. So, all in all, when we analyze and study the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, we realize that many things, that many dimensions, many activities that for some of us, they seem contradictory. They can be played. These roles can be played in the best way possible by an individual if they truly want to invest on their personal development, and they want to also do it with the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many important things, like, for example, educating children. This is very important. If one says, like Ayatollah Khamenei says, that we think that, for example, creating a rocket is very important, but what about educating and bringing up children who are capable of doing this and even more? Okay, so this is the role of a mother, and we somehow sometimes underestimate this role. Lady Fatimah Zahra is a good example for all the ladies and women who try to have their journey of self-development and personal development in different aspects. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to help the ladies and girls and daughters in our communities to follow up this path and to take lessons from the beautiful life of Lady Fatimah Zahra. Thank you very much. Inshallah, we continue this discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.